Summary of Sunni Concepts. Poems. They attribute themselves to Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari. He died in the year 324 AH. He was a Mu'tazila. Then he first returned from isolation to the doctrine of Ibn Kilab. Then he returned from that to the Sunnis and the doctrine of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. As he explained in his book, Explaining the Origins of Religion. In its early inception, the Ash'aris differed from the Sunnis in the matter of names and attributes only. Then their beliefs developed until they disagreed on many aspects of the faith. Below are their most important violations. Firstly, they interpret the attributes of God except seven of them, which they prove with reason. They have two paths in all other attributes: interpretation or authorization. Secondly, despite their proof that God Almighty's speech attribute is among the seven attributes, however, by it they mean psychological speech without a sound or letter. Third, they tend to the doctrine of postponement in the chapters of faith. Fourth, secondly, they disagreed with regard to predestination and were influenced by some of the belief in fatalism. They invented the saying that work is God's creation and the servant's earning power. Fifth, they put reason before transmission in the method of inference. Sixth, they mention the hadiths of the hadiths in the chapters on belief. Seventh, they deny the wisdom, reasoning, and causality in the actions and rulings of God Almighty. They consider those who attribute causes to causes or causes to be infidels. Eighth, many of them follow some Sufi orders in worship. Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah responded to them in his great book, Preventing the Conflict of Reason and Transmission. The foremost Ash'ari imam is Abu Bakr al-Baqi al-Lani. The middle one is Fakhr al-Din al-Razi and the late one is Ibrahim al-Lakani, author of the book Jawharat al-Tawhid, accredited by Al-Azhar University. Thus, the Ash'aris differ from the Sunnis in matters of belief. They are not Sunnis, except for those who do not take all or most of their assets. But he disagreed in one or two chapters. Such a person is said to be among the Sunnis in general, although he separated from them in what he disagreed with them about. Despite all this, the Ash'aris are closer to the Sunnis. From the philosophers, the mystics, the Jamites, the Mu'tazilites, and the Shiites, there is contradiction and confusion in their doctrine. Unlike the Sunni doctrine, which is strict, consistent, and balanced, this is because he followed the infallible revelation. It can be said that the Ash'aris are Sunnis as opposed to the Shiites. That is, they are not Shiite Shiites.